This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Oh, that's great. Now, my only complaint is Seltzer didn't pick the part when he says scratch my back.
I couldn't find it. I went through the whole song.
Nah.
I literally listened to the entire song.
Nope.
I couldn't find it. I don't know where it is.
Well, you didn't listen right.
I listened to the song.
Because he says scratch my back, baby.
I didn't hear it.
John, do you remember that lyric?
To be fair, like that might be...
Maybe a live version. Yeah, it might
right
be something like that. This is the YouTube version. It's like I went through this whole song.
This is the regular song.
I went through the whole song.
You did a bad job.
Okay.
Okay. Can someone...
It's a tough assignment.
Yeah, finding out. It's also not in the official lyrics for the song, too. If you Google the lyrics of the song, like Scratch My Back, maybe it's not... Scratch isn't in it. Like, so it's not part of the official lyrics of the song.
It's like you're looking up the onomatopoeia of the song. Like Michael Jackson.
For real, Google lyrics. Google lyrics for
you
One Bird, One Shot, One Beer. It's not in the lyrics. So
right. It's tougher. It makes it tougher.
It's not lyrics. I don't know what to tell
you. I'm putting this as an assignment for tomorrow's show. I will dig in after the program.
Please, yeah.
I will do what I always have to do, which is produce the show myself.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
I'm just joking around. All right, good morning, everyone. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday morning. Let's also get to the Twitter poll questions of the day, both of which, of course, are brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy, your Corvette headquarters. Have you dreamt about owning a Corvette? Well, now's the time. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, first poll question. Do you think the Eagles, the word we went with was should, not will, do you think the Eagles should pick up Jordan Davis's fifth-year option for the 2026 season for $12.9 million, yes or no? John, how do you think people voted?
Oh, man. I'm going to say as high as 77% say no.
70% say yes.
Knew it.
Man.
Fools.
I felt like this was going to go strong.
I'm right with them.
In one direction.
I'm right with them.
Ruben, you can't say Ruben, you can't say Goddard's not worth $12 million, but Jordan Davis is. You can't do that.
That's a great way to
put that.
Are they really saying it?
Well, they are suggesting it by saying we're not including you on our team. We're talking about you in the past tense now.
Who are you
going to
replace him with?
Well, first off, he's not a starter. A Jomo. So, all right. So who would be the third guy? So if you, and by the way, this is for 12 months from now.
The question, you got Moro Jomo and Ty Robinson. You got Jalen Carter. You got Byron Young, Gabe Hall.
So you got Jalen Carter, Jomo.
Basically, you got Thomas Booker, who is another nose tackle. Jordan Davis is our starting nose tackle, and you got Thomas Booker, who is the backup nose tackle. Basically, they're the guys who are in on base.
Right.
They are the nose tackle in base. So technically, there's really not another guy like Jordan Davis,
right,
except for Thomas Booker.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I don't think he's worth $13 million if he's going to play 20 snaps.
Is it your money?
No, but okay. I can't get over the fact that even though they said he was in good shape last year, and he looked at the end of the season like he was playing with much greater, I don't know, tempo all throughout the game.
Played great in the playoffs.
He still was only getting 20 snaps or so.
Played great in the playoffs.
It feels like it's an overpay. I understand his services are important, though.
Right.
So it gets
tricky. You have
to
replace him.
Yeah, but 13 is a lot, man.
It's such an overpay. I I feel like it's an overpay, but
I don't think they're going to do it. But we're going to know. James, is it Thursday? Is that the day?
Thursday, I believe. Yep.
Wow. All right.
Tough decisions.
Second poll question. It's kind of like HR with Seltzer and his day off. They got to make a decision. Should James Seltzer's missed day of work yesterday due to an airline issue count as a vacation day, yes or no?
Oh, my gosh. No. Vacation day? And airline issue cannot be
well. What
congruent.
Should what should
they
HR
put in the same sentence?
What should HR put it in us?
Well, I no HR is not putting in as anything.
Well, no, it's something. Is it a sick day? I mean, they got to have an official tally. Seltzer, you are so uncomfortable
sick.
With this, aren't you? A little uncomfortable.
He was made
it's
sick
not a vacation
by
day.
The
I don't care. I mean, it's clearly not a vacation day. So
he was sickened
I'm good with it.
By the way he was dealt with by these awful.
It was outrageous.
Airlines, abusing their power. To make him just sit there,
John,
and take it.
How do you think the people voted?
No, I don't think anyone thinks he should have to use a vacation day for
that. Well, 45% of them do think that it's a vacation day.
Please.
Wow.
Yep.
That surprised me. That's a high
number.
All right, here's my official statement to those 45% of people. Publicly, I agree with you. Privately, because I want my own, someday, extra benefit. I'm for leniency behind the scenes. James, I will privately support you.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah.
Publicly, though, I rip you because, that's what, that's what I do. Let's go to the phones. I'm just joking. I hope it works out for you, James. It would really be unfortunate if you lose a summer vacation day because this thing you get docked. Ruben, what's the company going to officially rule?
They're not going to do anything. Man,
Ruben, you're so right.
You're just so fine. You're fine.
James, I think I've helped your cause because now the company will look bad if they.
I like how you're spinning
you
it around.
What I'm doing?
It's really
James,
say,
this has been for your benefit.
You just said you're just so fine, James, to James.
Ooh,
you're
thank
just
you.
So fine.
Yeah,
so
there
we
you
could,
go, James.
We could cut that.
You're fine.
You're so fine.
That was... Once again, Ruben doing
like
and saying things that he should not be doing or saying because they're just way too nice.
Oh, boy. Let's get to Steve in Cherry Hill. What's happening, Steve?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Steve.
So I got a poll question for you guys. What's the odds of this happening again this year with the Phillies with no pitching, giving up no home runs, and Romero getting a save? What's the odds?
Well, J.C. Romero's retired, so it's probably not going to happen.
Romano
will get saves. He'll probably get over 10.
But I'm saying we'll give up no home runs in the same exact game.
Yes.
Sure.
It will happen? All right.
Yes.
I think he's a 500 pitcher, Nola, so that's my theory on him. And I think Thomas said he's not good pitching in the cold. That was cold Sunday night.
One of the biggest problems that he's had is he had no run support. I mean, listen, he hasn't pitched great, and he did pitch really well as this last time out, but the man gets no run support.
Yeah, this year's been lame.
It's been terrible. It's been terrible for a while.
Very noticeable. You're totally right, Ruben. Anyway, I think they should actually pick up Goddard just this one year. I think it puts them, right in that Super Bowl level. If they lose him, that's a big loss.
Goddard. I thought you were saying Jordan Davis. Yes, I agree with you on Goddard. Man, I'd like to see him here. All right, Steve, give me an answer for a great fictional athlete.
I'm going with Bruce Lee.
In what?
He's not a fictional athlete. He's actually a real.
All right,
Bruce Lee's
I'm going to ding
person.
Him. I was giving him a chance. If he said Enter the Dragon. I guess that's not a fictional athlete.
No, it's still him.
I wanted to give him a chance, but he didn't answer.
If he says the character.
He didn't say it. That's why I was trying to be a nice guy. He didn't say it.
It might have been an interesting proposition.
Because then you could open up, if you started going into like the kickboxing, Seagal stuff, Van Damme stuff. Right? Right? See what I'm doing right there?
I do.
Dr. J, what was the name of the movie, Rhea? The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh?
Correct.
Actually, that got recommended to me. By no other than Billy King.
Really?
He was joking, though.
Okay.
He was very much joking.
All right, let's go to let's go to Dave. Matter of fact, now you open up Shaq in Blue Chips.
Neon Bedeau.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Neon Bedeau could
I got to watch that movie again.
Butch McRae was
it's an outstanding movie.
Anthony, it is really good. I watched it like 3 months ago. It's awesome.
Or whatever
Nolte's great. Nolte's great. Great.
Nolte's great in a lot of stuff, dude.
Yelling all over the place. Just yelling.
And then you got
coaching and yelling.
You got the kid in Hoosiers, whatever his name is. Jimmy Chitwood.
That would have been a good answer. Jimmy Chitwood was a star, man.
Stud.
Yeah.
Stud.
I'm going to start rattling them off.
One of the problems with Hoosier is when you watch enough times,
Joe
though, is you're like,
himself
why,
Jimmy
are we doing the, why are we doing the four passes? Just give it to Jimmy. Like, we don't need four passes.
Himself.
Let Jimmy score.
Jimmy Chitwood.
That's why I brought it up.
That's what this all is. Joe thinks, because Jimmy Chitwood could shoot.
You know why, John?
That, and he can shoot foul shots.
Because I can stroke it.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. I mean, dude, I got a sweet J.
He does, have, all a, about he does have a nice
Ruben.
Set shot.
Exactly. It's a set shot from the foul line.
All right, let's go to Dave in Northeast Philly. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Great, Dave.
Joe?
Yes, sir.
Joe?
Yeah.
I do high school baseball. I did the state championship last year. I'll do the umpiring for free. No charge. I'm going to tell you right now, if he paints the outside corner, you'll never touch a pitcher.
Listen. We need a fair ump. I mean, we need a good ump.
I'm fair. I'm ready.
You think this is a fair evaluation of baseball skills?
Joe's skill?
Yes.
Stop. Come on, John. You're smarter than that. No.
But Dave, it is a fair, like, forget who's got better skills and all. I think the idea of having to get on base a certain amount of times, he'd get to bring defenders. I think that's a pretty good representation of baseball, right?
I don't think you need defenders. I think you just like the old schoolyard stuff. If a ball hits there, it's a single. Out there, it's a double. That type of thing. You don't have to have all those other people.
Listen.
But the reality is you have to be able to hit the ball.
And you're saying there's a low chance of that occurring, Dave?
I'll hit the ball.
Less of a chance of him actually hitting the ball.
Really?
Wow. Jack is what Jack was when he was younger, and we know he's older, obviously. But if he could pitch three-quarters of what he pitched then, you're not hitting him.
Have you seen him pitch?
Never a day.
Okay. I mean, listen, good for him for playing college baseball.
But what a college baseball pitcher looks like.
Here's the sentence. Good for him playing college baseball, comma. But it was D7. I mean, let's not act like the guy played in the SEC.
Dave.
Understood.
Have you officiated?
Did he stop? Say it again, John.
Have you officiated baseball at many levels?
High school is the highest I've gone.
Okay. But so
I did
that
state
level.
Championship last year.
Wow.
See,
yeah,
I feel like we need a negotiation on who the ump would be. Because, Dave, like, I don't know that I can trust you. And I'm not trying to be rude, but, like, how do I know you're not the guy that just wants to see me lose and is going to ring me up?
Oh.
I'm impartial.
I think somebody
That's
will
my
be
job is to be impartial. I'm just simply saying.
We might need an MLB
ump. I think
it's
professional and suggestive of impartiality that Dave is making this call.
Yeah, but he's also kind of making fun of me a little bit, and that makes me not want to have him as the umpire.
I'm not so sure.
I mean, I'm being honest.
Part of this skit of your show. Come on.
I'd rather have Steve Javy.
He said it's part of the show.
Steve Javy, who is a great basketball, referee who lives in town, maybe he can be a umpire.
How about Herb? Would you want Herb?
Herb McGee?
No, our call, Herb in the Northeast.
He's an umpire.
Herb in the Northeast, the caller.
No.
Look at that. No.
No.
I think enough is said on that one, right?
All right, Dave, give me an answer for a great fictional athlete.
I don't have any of that. I'm just, good luck with
your. Hey, Dave, good call, buddy. I'm playing around back with you, man. I appreciate the call. Good stuff, man. All right, by the way, no time's yours today. When we do it, it's brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. All right, we're not doing time's yours today. We'll do it tomorrow. Let's get right on back to the phone lines. Talk to Chris, who's calling from Plymouth Meeting. Chris, good morning.
Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Oh, big answer.
Great answer.
Big
really
answer.
Awesome.
Yep.
I just want to touch on something, an underrated X factor for the Eagles that no one is talking about, but this player makes a significant difference when he's in the game. Hmm. Any idea?
Makes a significant difference when he's in the game, isn't in the game much. Let me think. My first thought is the punter, but
Britton
that's not
Covey.
My... No, he's gone.
Wow. That's
okay, hold
point.
On.
He might. He's a free agent.
Do you want?
Hold on.
Do you want a major hint?
No.
Okay.
Makes a significant difference when he's in the game,
and no one's talking about him, flying right under the radar, and he's going to be a big help this season. He switched.
Are you talking about Ben Sumrin?
Yep, he switched from defense to offense.
He's wearing number 43 now.
Well, no one is talking about him. You're right about that. Tell me the significant part. Give me this. He's top 10 football player of all time. What do we got here?
Saquon averaged 7 yards when he was in the game blocking.
Wow.
7 yards a pop, 6.9 a pop. So, yeah.
Hold on. But how many plays?
Yeah, what's the sample size here? Was one of them 180-yard run?
Two plays? We didn't have a fullback in for three plays, and it was late in the game for one of the late in the season games.
He played a good amount in like the beginning, mid of the season when they switched him around. I believe he was in with that Giants game. That Saquon ran wild. I mean, Saquon ran wild most games, but I'm just saying props to Ben. He's going to do good for us this year. Okay. No doubt.
Well, that's exciting. I hope so. I can't wait to see that.
With Jordan Davis real quick, I think you absolutely, give him that 50-year option. I mean, $12 million these days is a low, low level, starting salary. So
well, apparently it's too much for Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, but he's been injured, and I think Jordan Davis, 2 sacks in the playoffs, his arrow looks up. Plus, it's a contract year, so players and agents.
Well, I'll say this, Chris, and we could look it up to know for sure, but I would bet you a good amount of money that Dallas Goedert in 12 games plays more snaps than Jordan Davis in 17 games by a considerable margin.
Blocking. Yeah, probably. I mean, I could definitely see that. Yeah. There's no doubt, but like you guys were just touching on. Jordan Davis, we have no one on the team like him with that big body.
Well, they don't, but just know this, they'd have 12 months to find that next guy. It's not like you don't get him this year. And by the way, it's not like you can't re-sign Jordan Davis if you don't pick up his fifth-year option.
And maybe they're working on that.
If you don't pick it up for 9.9 and he balls out, now you're talking 20-plus for multiple years.
Well, he's not going to ball out. He's not that good.
Well, you don't know. Well, you don't know that.
We've seen 3 years of him, and I like Jordan Davis, but this is like I love him money, and I can't do that. Chris, give me an answer for a great fictional athlete. We're going to start turning to right now. Who do you got?
Jesus Shuttleworth.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Have you heard the story of Denzel and Jesus and Rayon? He was supposed to beat him 10-0. Denzel didn't tell him he was going to go hard, and he scores those first points, and Spike decided to leave it in because he thought it was awesome.
Wow.
But Rayon had no idea Denzel was going to try hard against him, and Denzel was like, I'm going up against Rayon. I'm going to put some points on the board. So those first like 4 points or whatever were real.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that a cool story?
Yeah, I like it. All right, we got to turn too quickly. Best fictional athlete ever, who is it? Mitch in Westchester. Mitch, I need an answer fast. What do you got?
Billy Chappell, 3-time Cy Young winner, 289 wins, 2.95 ERA.
You got it. All right, give me the movie.
That's
I reckon
for the love of the game.
The love of the game.
Oh, I do like
it. The perfect game, man. It's a really good movie.
It's one of the closest ones.
Yeah.
Baseball?
Really?
Yeah, it really
That's interesting.
Is.
It's a great movie.
Really close.
It's a really good movie.
All right, we got to come up with a winning answer. So we got Billy Chappell there at the end. He's very good. We've got Jesus Shuttlesworth. He's very good.
Awesome.
What about mine? Speed Racer. Did Speed Racer ever lose?
I don't think so.
No.
Thank you.
We've got Roy Hobbs. That's a big one. We've got Apollo Creed. That's a big one.
Apollo's huge.
We've got Happy Gilmore.
That's also really good.
Not the best putter, though.
No.
We got the Wild Thing. Mm-mm. All right, what are we doing here?
I think Apollo's so good.
It's between Apollo and Billy Chappell for me.
Yeah, I'm Billy Chappell.
And Roy Hobbs. Shows I mean, come on.
How many years was Roy Hobbs really good?
He only played 1 year in Major League Baseball.
Thank you. Exactly.
Wasn't even a full season. He came out middle
of
the year.
Billy Chappell was a 3-time Cy Young Award winner.
Not that many of those.
Not even close.
I think it's Apollo.
But I think it's Apollo.
So Apollo goes 1-1 in fights that we know of.
Yeah, but he was a champ before
world
that.
World champ.
Yeah.
World champ. I'm on
Rhea,
Apollo.
Is it Apollo?
I'm on Apollo.
I'm for the love of the game.
Okay. Well, we got 3 Apollos here. That's it. That's it.
There you go.
Raymond, you have won the tickets to see Elvis Costello with your answer of Apollo Creed. Hey, everyone, have a great rest of the day.